This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Governor J.B. Pritzker says lawmakers have to move expeditiously on a tax incentive plan aimed at keeping the Chicago Bears in Illinois. The measure would allow the team to negotiate reduced special payments and property tax assessment freezes for a multi-billion dollar stadium in Arlington Heights. That plan passed out of the House this week, but Pritzker says it needs work in the Senate.
If there is not true progress that gets made, if it isn't obvious to people that the Senate is moving in the right direction, I think that will make it challenging. But we're all working together. I think, you know, the Bears want to be in Illinois.
Pritzker says one of the sticking points in the bill for the Bears is a provision allowing municipalities to impose an amusement tax, though it's not clear if that would even apply to the stadium. A bill proposed in Springfield aims to protect gender-affirming and abortion drugs from federal scrutiny. The legislation removes testosterone from Illinois' prescription monitoring program and preemptively prevents estrogen and abortion medication from being added. The program collects information on controlled substance prescriptions in the state and shares that at least partially with the federal government. Here is the bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago.
These are drugs that have gotten a great deal of federal attention. People have been criminalized for the use of these medications, and we want to protect folks, both patients and providers, from that criminalization.
The bill passed out of the House and now moves to the Senate. This is WSIU.